Four more years. Pause. It's the news. Pause. According to me. We've got a real wiener in the White House. Good morning. It is April 30th, the last day of April. This is the fourth month. We're quickly moving into the fifth month of the year. The sixth month is the middle month, you know. So we're almost halfway through this year already. And I feel like I'm just getting rolled in here. Just getting dialed into the 2024 thing. And we are already pressing into the fifth month of the year tomorrow. Didn't that kind of blow your mind? It just kind of blows my mind. It's more like a snap and pop. When my mind blows, it's kind of more like a snap and pop. Remember snap and pops when you were a kid? I'm asking you. There's nobody else in the room. We had these things called snap and pops. I accidentally pushed the pause button. I didn't mean to. Not sure what happened there. That was just a snafu. It was only, believe me, you only missed about half a second of content there. Just me laughing and coughing, old man cough. We had these things called snap and pops. They're like little twisted up little. I think they actually were like a cigarette paper type stuff. But they had something like a couple little rocks in them or whatever there was that caused a spark and it caused it to pop. I would imagine if you put like 100 of those in a. Well, I'm not going to. Okay. I'm not going to go there. The FBI would be knocking on my door. We had, like, you know, you throw these things and they go pop as soon as they would land. Sometimes they would do it, you know, if you just threw it at somebody, they would pop because if they hit hard enough, they'd. Of course, that was. Great fun as a child. What'd you do as a child? Well, we'd throw exploding things at each other. Because that's what real men do. Don't grow up. Now, if you misgender someone, I've been injured. I guarantee you, and this has actually started to happen, but it was in this country, there will be lawsuits for injury. You're going to see lawsuits that are in the millions of dollars. Because it's going to become a law that you have to kowtow to someone's whims of what they want to be called.
I'm a horse. I'm not a person. I'm not a... You know, today I'm a horse. Tomorrow I'm a hippo. I don't...
Whatever. Sit down and shut up. I've had it with this stuff. And I think there's a lot of people out there that are just... They just are still shaking their heads and wondering why are we putting up with this? What is going on here? And here's the thing. It's not going to get any better. It's not going to get any better. The direction we're headed. Think about this. I just thought about this the other day. What's happening with I'm Joe Biden. Four more years, pause. I had the judicial system is... becoming more and more politically active. Look at New York. They're activists. They have an agenda. They don't care about the law. They're using the law as a weapon. California, same thing. You wouldn't get any better trial out in LA than you would here. Well, you might possibly a little bit better, not much. It's going to be the same thing. It's going to be the same dog and pony show. The things that are happening out there with legislation, they have laws in place now where if you say you have a business out there, you've got a lot of wealth there, say you own property there, and you sell that property and you leave and you take everything with you and you go to some other state, they still want you to pay taxes. In California. If you started your business in California, they want you to continue to pay taxes in California. This is This is what communist countries do when Cuba was being taken over by the socialists, the communist Che Guevara and Fidel Castro. And they were being in the process of being taken over. They confiscated everyone's wealth. They were trying to, all these wealthy people were trying to leave. They were trying to get out of there. They didn't want anything to do with this. And as they were leaving, the powers that be confiscated everything. How'd that work out for everybody? So you take all their wealth, or we just need to tax the rich, the top 1% need to pay for everything. They can afford to pay for my college bill, not millions of people's college bills. Maybe the problem is cost of education is too high right now. Maybe that's what the problem is. Talk about big business. Big business is in the collegiate. And they get donations all the time. Notre Dame operates primarily on donations and grants. And yet their tuitions are incredibly high. Does anyone ever ask, you know, what's going on with that? Lots of things happening. But this idea we see in New York and California right now, it's creeping into the rest of the country. You'd be sticking your head in the sand if you think that for any minute, well, that's just an isolated case and it'll get better. No, it will not get better. We are on a road, going down a road here, folks, with this activism in the courts and everywhere else, in the collegiate world and even in the high school world, grade school world. There are activists among us. They've made it their core value, their core life's goal to do nothing about teaching reading, writing, and arithmetic. Teaching the sciences. Well, and then they just, because they're blurring what science is. As they do all that, and then they just teach their kids to, if I was paying, I'll tell you what, if I was paying for my child's college education, they went off to college, the college was shutting down classes that I'm paying for, or in my case, I was paying for my college education. I was working a part-time job at the school, at the college, and on weekends I was working a part-time job as well to put myself through college. Now, I only went for 1 year, but it was all I could take, and I still walked away with a student loan that I promptly sold everything I had and paid off. And you want me to pay now for your student loans. How does that work? When these people get out of college, but I guarantee you, if I would have been paying for my education, and they would have wanted to shut the college down to, okay, now how do I make that up? How do I make up that work that we missed? I'm just going to excuse it. The education I was supposed to get, the education I was paying for, they're just going to overlook that. So we're still going to give you your degree anyway. How does that work? So in other words, you could just give me that regardless of how I perform. This is just idiocy. And the problem is it makes no difference. These people doing all these demonstrations. Oh, look at the work. Oh, we're making a difference in the world. We're coming out here, shutting down our college so we can demonstrate and show how virtuous we are and how appalled we are by the genocide. Yeah, it's getting a lot. You're getting a lot done there. It's, you're shutting the whole thing down. Everybody over in Israel is going, oh my goodness. Oh, no. We better change our plan here. And then, of course, the next thing they do is they say, well, we can't move on. We can't do anything else until we know what's in Kevin's cup. Kevin's cup this morning, I would give you about 20 guesses. You might get it with 20, but I don't think you get it with 5. I have just regular old hot black tea with honey and sugar and coconut oil. And it's actually pretty good. It's good. It's hot. It's sweet. And I can taste it. And it goes all the way down my gullet. Nice and warm. It's not too bad outside, actually. It's 49 degrees here in where I'm at outside this morning. It's supposed to get up to 71. I don't think it's going to rain today. It might be a little bit windy. I actually was able to get my mower fixed, which is a big deal because the grass was getting tall again. I rented a mower last week, and it seemed like I just mowed last week, which I did, but I didn't realize it had been actually 7 days. I felt like I just mowed on Thursday or Friday last week, but apparently it was actually Monday of last week. So I mowed, got the mower fixed finally, got the parts in over the weekend. And I was waiting for more parts because they sent the wrong parts. But I had the parts I needed. The parts that I was pretty sure were bad. And it was a carburetor. So I ended up, rather than rebuilding the old one, which would have taken me more time and probably more money, I just bought this thing. And they were supposed to send a manifold along with it. And they did. They sent two carburetors instead of a... Of course, I went through a dealer locally here, so they got the parts. I didn't get them directly. If I'd have gotten two carburetors, I'd have said, okay, thank you very much. See you later. I'll make it work. The manifold on this thing is not in that bad a shape. I don't think it's sealing very well around the motor casing, but it runs, and it runs pretty well. In fact, last night I went out and mowed about half the yard, a little over half the yard, I guess, and it's doing very well. Cut really went really nice. I need to sharpen my blades now. That's the next thing I need to do. So I can mow a little faster. But it's the grass was pretty thick, and it was actually kind of damp, which is kind of the toughest thing to do. And I actually was able to get most of it done in about an hour and a half. Usually it takes me about 2 hours to do the whole thing, 2 hours, 10 minutes, something like that, to do the whole thing. But last night I spent almost an hour and a half. And I was kind of taking my time Much of it was really thick stuff, but it was really just really, it wasn't all that tall. I had a lot of dandelions, but I don't know. Anyway, why am I talking about mowing when I've got all this other content to talk about? More of your hard-earned tax dollars are going to go to Ukraine now. Don't worry. They're just going to print the money and take it out of the value of your cash. And most of that money, don't worry, it's not going to Ukraine. It's going to the military industrial complex. MIC. Go to MIC. I gotta fix this chair. It's making a lot of noise back there. Hear that? Pretty sure you can hear that. Yeah. That's the back of my chair. It's making all kinds of noise. I can't have that. So if I do a voiceover job. So I have this thing about Joe Biden. And this, again, political theater, folks. Let's talk about political theater here for a moment, because there's some things on TikTok that have just recently been exposed as well about what the now you have to kind of take a step back here and say who's doing this stuff? Who's in charge of this? Who is coming up with these ideas? And who are the little minions, the little useful idiots they've got out there running around doing this stuff? And why are they so passionate about it? Nancy Pelosi, good Catholic that she is, and the only reason I bring that up is because she's the one who throws it in our face every time you can accuse her of anything. I'm a good Catholic, and I do everything out of love. Everything I do is out of love. Oh, that's why you tore up the president's speech. That was out of love. That's why you're so adamant about abortion becoming an issue. She recently made the comment, in fact, about abortion, and this is what she said. She said to my, this is a paraphrase, of course, this is an exact quote, just to be clear, and I'm not a doctor, I'm not a lawyer, I'm not a epidemiologist, I'm not a financial counselor, not an engineer. I'm a guy who tries to sit here behind a microphone, stay upright until I get my show done. So that's what I am. I'm a guy with a bunch of opinions. What you do with it is up to you. If the lawyer is satisfied now. So I have Nancy Pelosi came out and said, if they win the Senate, if they win the whatever that they got to win, they're going to abolish the filibuster. Abolish the filibuster. That's where they need 2/3 in the Senate. It was a check and balance that the founders put in. They're going to abolish. They've already abolished it on other things. There were three different issues that they had to have a filibuster. They had to have 2/3 in order to pass it through the Senate. This was a check and balance type thing. And they've abolished it on two different issues. I think one is the budget issues now that there's no filibuster on the budget issues. That's just a majority vote now. But there are some other things that are like on the issue of abortion. They're going to abolish the filibuster so that they can, with 51 votes, they can make abortion legal forever. Well, no, because apparently Nancy doesn't understand how this works. Bills can be rescinded. Things can be changed simply by the other side voting 51% now. And that way they would do that is 50 of their people plus Kamala Harris. So the vice president always throws, if it's a tied vote 50-50, then the vice president gets to decide the final deciding vote. So she's proud of herself for saying this. If that doesn't work, we're just going to add to the Supreme Court. They don't give us our way. Now, they're still pushing this. Now, you notice they brought that up a whole bunch right when Roe v. Wade first got overturned. They were, oh, we're gonna stack the court. We're gonna do. They were talking about it. They're gonna make 12 justices instead of 9. They were big on this whole thing. In fact, they were talking about putting possibly 18 in. And they would choose them all. And forevermore, all we would have is another legislative branch of the government. It wouldn't be about the law. It would be about activism. You think your gun rights are going to stay? Your gun rights would go away. Now, this was kind of a losing battle for them. They did all their polling that they did. They found this was not a winning issue, and all of a sudden, it went away. They stopped talking about it. Well, they're talking about it again. We're coming up on election year. The immunity cases, speaking of the Supreme Court, the immunity cases are being heard, listened to, and there is some evidence that there is quite a few leaning towards the idea that the presidential immunity is an important thing. Now, I could get into this very deeply, and I might tomorrow. I think I'm going to be available tomorrow morning for the show. And I believe that what we have going on, basically, with the whole thing, is that they're leaning quite a bit towards presidential immunity, that you can't prosecute a president after, because the process is already in place. There's a process called impeachment. Now, of course, the sticky wicket here that you get into, this is the tough part of it, is from the time the president is elected to the time the president is actually sworn into office, there's a president still in place who is kind of, that's what you call it, you call it lame, that's actual lame duck. Now, lame duck is, so what happens is, let's say it's a one-termer president. So President Trump gets voted out of office. Now he's got, or even Obama in his last few months in office, he wasn't running again, but so the next president is getting ready to step in. Between November and January, what if the president does things that are beyond his scope in office, in his duties in office? That's what they're claiming. They're claiming that everything that he did about the election was for himself personally. He's head of the party. This is obviously calling up people, asking, you know, for clarification on their votes. This whole they call it the fake elector scheme. The fake elector scheme, folks. There have been alternative. It's in the Constitution. There are alternative electors. They've been used in the past. In my lifetime, they've been used. So don't tell me that every time they mention it, it's always the phony elector scheme, the fake elector scheme. They had this idea that they were going to send these, and there are people being indicted right now. I think some of them are in Arizona, are being indicted because they sent alternate electors to the electoral count, the one that on January 6th. As part of his scheme to overthrow the government. You know, they keep talking about how there's not going to be another election after this because Trump's just going to stay in office forever. Because I guess he's going to live forever. There's never going to be another election. They are the ones who I think would like to get rid of elections. Look at what they've done in their own party. They've essentially made the primaries worthless. Their primaries don't mean anything anymore. The way the people vote in the primaries, this doesn't matter. The super delegates are the ones who make decisions. Because they're the Democratic Party. They got to save democracy. I don't think they understand the meaning of the word. This whole thing, the political theater that exists here also is just unbelievable. It has gotten to the point where now it's all coming out at this point now. What we have with this TikTok person that was on TikTok was a kind of a left-leaning influencer TikToker. I'm not on TikTok. I don't understand it. I don't know what it's all about. I think somebody did a TikTok video once when I was on an airplane or something, and somebody did a TikTok, and I happened to get in the shot somehow. It's kind of a weird thing. I don't know. Just silly, stupid stuff. I don't get it. I don't know. I don't even know. I don't even know how I could find it if I tried. I don't know what that is. Apparently, I don't know. I'm an old man. I don't care. All I care about is you kids getting off my lawn. Get off my lawn. Who's turned these lights on? Turn these lights off around here. Keep turning these lights on. Keep turning them off. So this lady was approached by people in the Democrat Party. And this is what they told her. They said, well, we're not paying for advertising, but we just want to pay you for promoting an idea. This idea that, whatever, Joe Biden is wonderful and awesome and all these ideologies that they have on the left. So they didn't want to pay her for doing, they didn't want to advertise anything. This wasn't an advertisement. Don't worry, this isn't an advertisement. We just want to pay you for your influence on these ideas. Promote these ideas, she called it propaganda. Actually, she's being interviewed. To make sure you talk about this stuff. But it'd be presented more as an idea, as promoting an idea, which is propaganda, than an advertisement. So she didn't have to, so it wasn't campaign financing. And she didn't have to disclose that it was a paid political advertisement or a advertisement of any kind. She was just getting paid for it. Folks, this is how you ride the gray line to the edge. When you're doing that kind of thing with intent, in my opinion, that's illegal. You should be run out of town on a rope, whatever that means. I just don't. Well, like I said, this gets into this whole political theater thing. That's just what I want to talk about today, is political theater. Now that we're 26 minutes into this show, I'll start talking about what I want to talk about. The interesting thing here is that Joe Biden was recently doing a speech in front of the NABDU, I think it's the Broadcasting, National Association of Broadcasting, something, I don't know what it is. He's doing this speech and he's stumbling all over himself. He's just, I mean, you want to talk about a night and day difference between this and the State of the Union address. This guy just, gave you life's five arts. He's sitting there staring. He's staring at the teleprompter, staring at it with his eyes squinted. He's trying to read it. He's just having a hard time. He's just reading every single word. He comes up on this one line and it says, 4 more years, pause. This is where he was supposed to pause and they were going to start a chant saying 4 more years. Now, I want you to pay attention to this because the people in the crowd were fully aware of what was coming. Now, not all of them, but there were people in the crowd who were close to microphones, surprisingly enough, who were coaching everybody else, because you don't just start in with 4 more years and have a dozen people all joining you at exactly the same time. You might have one person saying 4 more years, and then everybody else starts saying 4 more years, and the next thing you know, everybody's... It doesn't just start with just everybody in sync. I mean, you try to do that with a band that knows what's coming. That's tough enough. These people are all chanting all at exactly the same time. And I want you to listen to this because there's more to this story than just the fact that Biden screwed up on the teleprompter. So let's listen to this real quick. Here we go.
Imagine what we can do next. 4 more years. Pause.
4 more years. Pause. 4 more years.
4 more years. And then he laughs. He laughs at that. Yeah. But if you notice that everybody joins in all at once, 4 more years. Really? If I'd have been sitting there listening to that and I had no clue what he was about to say, even if I'd have been enthusiastic about the guy, you know, if I'd have really actually wanted the guy to be president for 4 more years, which is just, that's just an unfathomable idea. Now, even if I liked the guy, I'd be going, this guy can't make another 4 years. I would not be inspired by what he just said to start yelling 4 more years. So he was reading what was on the teleprompter. He was supposed to stop there, and of course, what they were supposed to do is they were supposed to start chanting 4 more years before he said anything further from beyond. Imagine what else we can do. 4 more years. But he kept on reading. 4 more years. Pause. And then they started in with the 4 more years. This whole thing is political theater, folks. This whole thing is an act. There are people behind the scenes making it sound like there's all this enthusiasm about Joe Biden. 81 million people supposedly voted for this guy. The most votes any president has ever gotten. The only person that comes in behind him in that race is Donald Trump, with more votes than any Republican person has ever, any Republican has ever had. I think any president other than Biden has ever had. I believe that Barack Obama actually had more votes than Donald Trump did in 2020 when he ran in 2008. Now 2012 is a questionable. That's a lot more questionable. All the states that turned blue for Barack Obama in 2008 somehow went back to red in 2012. And somehow there were some questionable things that happened in the election in 2012. In some ways, I'm kind of glad that Barack Obama did win. However, I think that our country would have been better off under Romney. Now you realize if Romney would have won in 2012, probably would have won in 2016. And in 2020, it would have been who knows who would have been there. Probably Hillary. Who knows? Who knows how that would have all played out? Nonetheless, we're in this Trump thing. And it's, again, I still contend Joe Biden will not be on the ticket in November. Folks, we still got, is it 4 months? This is May, June, July, August, September, October. We have 6 months. 6 months till November. Now, that time will fly by, don't get me wrong. But a whole lot of things can happen in a day. And there's a lot of days between now and then. So we'll see. By the way, I have a backup cup here, in case you're wondering, with apple cider in it. Tart. Nice contrast between the sweetness of my tea with all the honey and sugar. It's tart. So I have this stuff is going on around us, and we need to pay attention. Most things are not as they appear to be. They are acting. It is theater. And we need to watch this kind of thing and make sure that we're not being hornswoggled by the craziness that is on the left. Now, do people on the right do this? Absolutely. There's stuff that happens like this. There's acting and stuff like this that happens on the left and the right. But the left is guilty of this 100 times more than what happens on the right. It only takes a few serious activists who are hungry for the money or hungry for the power, the position, whatever it is. There's motives behind just the ideology doesn't care. They don't care about the ideology that much. What they care about is their money and their power, their position. Those two kind of go along with each other, the money and the power. So we will see how this all unfolds, and then whether or not Trump is able to peel back the the facade once he steps into position. If he does win, if he gets that far, I just think there's a lot of surprises in front of us for the next 6 months that we will be witness to. I have no doubt that the left will continue its thing and will continue to get more and more passionate about what they're doing. They are becoming more and more frustrated. And then when they start to realize that their time is short, because Trump is trouncing them in the polls right now, they're losing ground every day. It's down to the point now where it's like 9 to 10%. This is going to be a landslide if it continues on like this. Folks on the left are not going to put up with this. Unless they want this to happen. I would contend that if they continue to allow Trump or Biden to be on the ballot, they want Trump to be in power. Probably because their ratings will be higher and they can do their anti-Trump stuff and they can get more popular that way. Sometimes being in the minority gives you a certain advantage, that's in that respect. Folks, pray for our nation. God bless. Have a great rest of your day. I will be here tomorrow morning, probably early, but I'll be here. God bless.
Pause.